This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Good doggy. I'm a guy who loves dogs. I've had a great dogs my whole life. When I saw the picture of the German Shepherd that was the hero of this attack, this amazing raid over the weekend that took out the leader of ISIS and most of his aides, all I could think of was my old German Shepherd Maverick, one of the great dogs, one of the great protectors of all time. He was the sweetest dog in the world to me and my family. But he wanted to kill everybody else in the entire world. He saw everybody else as a threat except the people he loved. And I had a few friends that came over, and he wanted to kill them. But once he got to know them, then 5 years later, they hadn't come in 5 years, when they rang the front doorbell, he'd run up and start licking them and kiss them. If he met you once and he got to know you were a friend of Wayne and a friend of our family, that was it. He loved you for life, and he remembered you even if he didn't see you for years. But if he didn't know you, he was the most fearsome dog ever. I love German Shepherds. And now, of course, I have Bubba, my golden doodle, gigantic, going to be as big as my old German Shepherd Maverick. We love man's best friends, and obviously President Trump does as well. He celebrated the dog that was in the middle of all of this, who chased down Baghdadi and literally hunted him through the caves, chased him, made him whimper and cry and hysterical and scream. He was in terror at the end. Good. I love it. And eventually blew himself up along with his children. Terrible. Photos were put out of the images from the special operations mission that killed the ISIS leader. And you see nothing but rubble and cars blown up and buildings blown up. Great stuff. Great job by the American military. You know, forget the Canadian Mounties. We always get our man. In the end, we're going to hunt you down. We're going to kill you. And that's a lesson the world has to understand. And President Obama never ever made that lesson clear. President Trump has made that lesson clear. What's equally disgusting and disgraceful is that the Washington Post made excuses all weekend, almost arguing that al-Baghdadi was a good guy that Trump murdered. He did not die a coward, they said today, because instead of being captured, he blew himself up with his three small children. Wow. They called him over the weekend an austere religious leader. You can't believe this stuff, that the Washington Post could do this. This is the headline, obituary, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, austere religious scholar at helm of Islamic State, dies at age 48. An austere religious leader, right? A man who led rape, mass murder, mass rape and mass murder. Followed up the reporting on him defending his courage. Mass murderer and serial rapist Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi did not die a coward, a Washington Post columnist argued. Ford Fisher says because instead of being captured, he blew himself and his three children up instead. Wow. Washington Post really loves ISIS, don't they? This is how liberals think. It's sick. But wait, I'm not done. The worst is yet to come. Actress Jamie Lee Curtis whines that the ISIS leader suffered when he was killed by U.S. military. Can you imagine? Did you worry about Hitler suffering when he died at the end? Did you worry about that, Jamie Lee Curtis? Because I'm Jewish, and 6 million Jews died at Hitler's hands, and I would celebrate. You know, I wasn't alive, obviously, back then. I'm a lot younger than that, so I wasn't there for Hitler's death, but I would have been jumping in the air and screaming, yeah, and hugging and shaking hands, and we'd all be smiling and celebrating the death of one of the most evil men that ever lived, the evil that men do. And she's worried about whether he suffered at the end. Actress Jamie Lee Curtis complained that Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi suffered. She said he was blown up and he suffered like all living things do. And when Trump said in a tweet that, you know, that he died like a dog. First of all, obviously Trump has released pictures, photos of the German Shepherd hero dog. He knows a great hero dog when he sees one, but it's a expression. It's an expression. He wasn't talking about dogs being bad. She tried to turn it to Trump hating dogs. She says, anyone who's experienced warfare knows war is brutal. Dogs are brave, bold, loyal, loving, and healing. Well, I agree with you, Jamie Lee, but that's not a dog. That's a person who's an animal, just like MS-13, just like ISIS, terrible people. Obviously, no one agrees with the liberals. The S&P 500 hits a new record high today. All right, let's take our interview earlier today with Bill O'Reilly. A lot of great wisdom coming from Mr. O'Reilly. All right, Wayne Allyn Root with Bill O'Reilly, as we do every Monday. Great honor to have him on the show. You can find more of his wisdom at BillO'Reilly.com and his great book, The United States of Trump, continues to be a world beater, a New York Times bestseller, and just a great book about his relationship and the things he knows about President Trump and what makes him tick. Great stuff. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me in, Wayne.
So obviously the big news of the weekend that will, you know, that will barely make it in the media, no one will ever thank President Trump the way they did with Obama killing Osama bin Laden, is that under Trump's leadership, we got the head of ISIS, the founder of ISIS, al-Baghdadi, in a special forces raid over the weekend. And the question is the media being fair to Trump or unfair to Trump? Because with Obama, they lauded him with, you know, celebratory talk. He was the greatest president for doing it. And with Trump, it seems like they couldn't care less. They've even said some nice things about al-Baghdadi. Doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Well, Washington Post is a classic. So at one point, they kept changing their headline on their website. And at one point, it's the U.S. forces kill an austere religious leader, you know. So I think it's pretty obvious that the Trump-hating media and the Democratic Party don't want to give Donald Trump credit for anything. I think everybody knows that. That's not a revelation. Now, I wrote a column, just posted on BillO'Reilly.com, called The Hit. And I go back to what you mentioned, Barack Obama, and what happened with Osama bin Laden being taken out. The one guy in Obama's cabinet that objected to the military raid was Joe Biden.
Obama.
No, Obama was for it. Obama was for it after he consulted, but Biden said no. And all the others, including Hillary Clinton, said yes, go get it, which is eventually what happened. So I write this column, and there was a coming together of Americans back in 2011 when Osama bin Laden was killed, his body dumped in the ocean. I didn't know anybody who was sad about that, and the media played it up pretty big. But now that al-Baghdadi is dead, Nancy Pelosi, he didn't tell me that this was going to happen. Madam Secretary and Madam Speaker, why would he tell you when you would leak it to the New York Times like that, putting the raid in jeopardy?
Right.
You know you would. So it's a whole different atmosphere, Wayne. A country's a whole different country than it was 8 years ago.
And so obviously you just answered my next question, but I'll ask it again just to be on the safe side that I've got your proper answer, which is Trump was correct in not briefing Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and Chuck Schumer and Gerald Nadler and Maxine Waters and all the people that hate his guts and have the knives out, because they would have undermined him in any way they could, correct? Don't tell him.
It's a Pentagon operation. The president is the commander-in-chief of the armed forces. There is no obligation, none, to brief any politician. And secrecy, obviously. We had helicopters in the air for an hour, going from Iraq to Syria. Now, the interesting part about this is that Trump did alert Russia, Syria, Iraq, and Turkey. But he didn't say what was going to happen. What he said was there's going to be American military activity in the vicinity. Don't get upset. It's going to happen. It's routine or whatever he told them. I don't know what he told them. But I do know that they were given a heads up not to shoot at our helicopters. But I think the president obviously did the right thing. It was carried out with no American casualties except for a dog, a U.S. dog used in sniffing out explosives, got hurt. And it's a tremendous victory for the United States of America.
Impeachment. Former Chief of Staff John Kelly says he feels bad that he left the job as Chief of Staff, that if he had been there, Trump would not be in the trouble he's in, and that he warned Trump when he left that if you get a yes man in that position, you're going to wind up getting impeached. Does this sound right to you? What's your take?
Well, I don't know if it's right. I know that Kelly was an independent thinker. He was not obsequious. Where did he have obsequious? He did his job, I thought, pretty well. But he and Donald Trump differed on more style than substance. And I thought the general did a good job, and he left with honor. Mick Mulvaney, totally different guy. I don't know whether Kelly is besmirching Mulvaney, saying he's a yes man. I don't know the implication. But Kelly's entitled to his opinion. He was in the job. If he thinks that he could have kept Donald Trump from making a phone call that got him into trouble, maybe he's right.
All right, Wisdom of the Day from Bill O'Reilly, and more details, of course, always, including his commentary of the day, at BillO'Reilly.com and his great new book, United States of Trump. I urge you to read it. I read it front cover to back cover on an airplane trip just 2 weeks ago. In one trip, got through the whole book. It was that good. Couldn't put it down. Bill, thanks for coming on the show. All right, Wayne Allyn Root, I want to thank the sponsor of this segment. First, I want to thank Bill O'Reilly. And the sponsor of this segment is Swiss America, the most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years in the United States. And they've got a great offer for you. They want to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metals coins ever minted below their cost for $18.50 each delivered while supplies last. Call 800-630-2158, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work.
I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, a little technical difficulty there. We missed the Bill O'Reilly interview. And I don't know why we had technical difficulties at that moment, but I'm back. And I'm thrilled that I'm back and very thankful I'm back. So we had Jamie Lee Curtis making stupid comments about Trump. We had former Obama Joint Chiefs of Staff Vice Chairman James Winfield complaining that Trump was piling humiliation on ISIS. If you look back on the Bin Laden raid, we treated his body with respect that is due under Islam. This is what you got under Obama. You know, I have so many friends, important people, who tell me all the time that Obama filled the ranks of generals and colonels and lieutenant colonels and the biggest people in the military and the biggest people at the FBI and the biggest people at the CIA and the biggest people at every law enforcement organization were filled with people that were socialist, Marxist, communist, globalist, anti-Americans. You know, you see a guy with medals on his chest. You see a guy who's got a gun on his side. You see a guy who shows you a badge. And you immediately think good person. You know, I was brought up, raised by my dad, David Root, that those were the best people in the world. Always love and respect cops and FBI and DOJ and CIA and anyone in the military, let alone an officer, let alone a general. But you know what? Maybe some of them aren't so deserving of respect anymore. If they're appointed by Obama just because they believe in his globalist, open borders, communist, socialist, Marxist agenda, then I don't respect you. Then you hated America and you were trying to hurt your own military, hurt your own police force. Terrible. You know? Great example, by the way, of destruction wrought on this country would be Rahm Emanuel in Chicago, the former chief of staff for Obama, who ran the police department when he was the mayor of Chicago, into the ground. He installed rules of social justice that made it impossible for police to do their jobs. And that's why Chicago is seeing all these shootings on the street. That's why people don't fear the police anymore. Police can't even do their job because the rules instituted by Rahm Emanuel, a disciple of Barack Obama. So don't respect someone just because they're a cop. You know, if they're the sheriff, if they're police, the police chief, the FBI, because some of them in leadership are not so great. Nick Patton Walsh, an international correspondent for CNN, whined that Trump was being mean. I swear to God, this is what people are saying. He said the explicit details Trump gave on Sunday echoed, frankly, the crudeness you would expect to hear from maybe ISIS. Folks, these are the worst people that ever lived. And I don't mean the media, I mean ISIS. But the media isn't too much better. They're not so great themselves. But ISIS is the worst people that ever lived and the most evil people and depraved people that ever lived, right up there with Hitler and the Nazis. And anybody who would defend them is sick in the head. Anybody who thinks you're supposed to be nice to them upon death doesn't know what they're doing or what they're saying. And as far as I'm concerned, is un-American. By the way, one last thing before we head out for this segment. The S&P 500 hits a new record high. So obviously, I mentioned this quickly in segment one. Obviously, the average person with a job, who works hard, who makes money, who has assets, who invests, those are the ones who make America great. And those people believe Trump's doing a great job and believe that raid this weekend was fantastic news for America and it kills ICE and it brings peace to the world and it brings peace to America. And the stock market exploded again. Again, the S&P 500, an index that measures the performance of shares of 500 large companies listed on stock exchange, went up to 3,039, the highest close ever in history for the index. The Nasdaq was up just shy of a record, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 123 points, also way up. Great, great news for America. And the people on Wall Street get it. The investors get it. The responsible adults of America get it. Nothing I could do about the kids running around. Latest poll out, 70% of all youth say they could vote socialist. 36% say they could vote communist. Nothing I could do about that. They've never earned a plug nickel in their lives. They don't know anything about hard work. And mommy and daddy pay their bills. All right. Here's how you pay bills. Swiss America, sponsor of this segment of the show. Gold and silver have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever in history. So here's an incredible offer. Swiss America is going to give you one of the most popular precious metals coins ever minted, literally below cost for $18.50 each delivered while supplies last. So below cost, including delivery, $18.50. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners and my viewers and my fans only. So call 800-630-2158 to take advantage of this offer. 800-630-2158, one of the most popular precious metals coins ever minted for $18.50, and get a free special report and get a free video starring yours truly, Wayne Root. 800-630-2158 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House will vote this week on a resolution to formalize the next steps of the impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump. The resolution, which establishes a procedure for hearings, according to a statement by Speaker Pelosi, will mark the first floor vote on impeachment since Democrats formally launched their inquiry a month ago. A wildfire on the west side of Los Angeles is to blame for damaging 13 structures. L.A. Fire Department spokesman Jacob Robbie says they're doing everything they can to fight the Getty fire.
We have fixed-wing and rotor-wing aircraft right now dropping water. So we have those helicopters dropping water on the actual fire. We have the fixed-wing, those big retardant droppers with that pink and red Foscheck, making lines ahead of the fire so the fire can burn up to it as like a fire break.
Meanwhile, in Northern California, firefighters are continuing to battle the Kincaid fire as well. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, "Dad, this is good." So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code US.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK.
That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, the sponsor of this segment of the show is My Doctor Suggests. I love My Doctor Suggests. Cold and flu season is here. Silver may be the best defense against colds and flu. My Doctor Suggests products contain alkaline structured silver, which destroys yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming our good bacteria. And boy, they've been great to me. They killed all of my problems with my voice. Haven't had a cold in 4 years. No longer suffer from brain fog, which I used to get the minute I woke up in the morning. I'm now sleeping about 5 hours a night instead of 7 or 8 hours. It's truly amazing. So join me and thousands of people that have experienced a positive difference in our health with My Doctor Suggests. Get 20% off each and every order, not just the first order, every order. And get the book, The Silver Miracle, free. Call 866-660-9868, 866, toll free, 660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggests.com/root and tell them Wayne Root sent you, or put in the promo code Root, and you get 20% off and the free book. All right, Trump explained why he kept Congress in the dark on the raid against Baghdadi. And the answer was, can you imagine if Obama went and gave a, had an important meeting with all the leaders of Congress who were Republicans at that time, and he told them, I'm raiding Osama bin Laden, and one of them would have leaked it to the New York Times and the Washington Post and destroyed the surprise element and therefore leaked it to Osama bin Laden, because he'd find out through the media and his sources would tell him, and he'd get away, one of the great killers in the world. That's what Trump has to worry about. Trump has to worry that if you tell Nancy Pelosi or Adam Schiff or Maxine Waters or Jerry Nadler or Chuck Schumer, all the mortal enemies of Obama, how about if it gets through to, the word gets out to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, wait, better, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib. I mean, they'd be flying flags at half-mast because the United States had a raid on Middle Eastern ground, and Muslims were killed. I think they'd be absolutely mortified. I don't know if they're crying today or not. I don't know if Rashida Tlaib or Ilhan Omar, from what I've seen of them, even loves or likes America. I have no idea if they see us as a friend. I think they see us as a foe. I mean, it's scary. It's dangerous. I know they hate Israel. I know they Jews. I know they take the side of the Palestinians every time over the Jews. I don't think they like it when Americans bomb and kill Muslims. But we're not bombing and killing good Muslims. There are millions of good Muslims. Absolutely. We're bombing and killing a pinpoint raid against the worst people in the world responsible for mass rape and mass murder. But Trump has to worry. He doesn't know the answer to those questions any more than I do. Where those people stand, meaning the Democratic Party leadership, if they would leak instantly his plans to the New York Times and the Washington Post, and the whole raid would be destroyed, and Baghdadi would have gotten away. So he's in a position where he can't tell Congress anything. You know, he has to worry about leaks. Obama never had any leaks. This is the world we live in. Now, Friday night, so bravo, President Trump, for keeping it all secret, and then wiping out the bad guys, and then coming on TV and telling the whole world that you cannot screw with the United States of America. We will always get you. Great stuff. And probably right there guaranteed his reelection. There's no one, as I keep saying, Democratic Party has no one to defeat Barack Obama, to defeat Donald J. Trump. No one. They don't have a candidate to defeat Trump. Matter of fact, my faux pas just now is because the only person that could defeat Trump would be Obama. But Obama can never run again, according to the United States Constitution. So the only other person that might give him a run for the money is Michelle Obama. And what has she ever achieved in her life? The answer is nothing. Nobody's qualified to be president because you were the wife of the president. You have to be qualified for president because at least Hillary, who was the first lady, managed to run for U.S. Senate and serve as a senator. Right? And then served as Secretary of State. As much as I can't stand Hillary, I'd have to begrudgingly admit she's got probably the best resume. Don't agree with anything she believes in. Nothing. But she's got the best resume of any woman who's ever run for leadership in the history of the world. How many women have ever been First Lady to the President of the United States, Secretary of State, and United States Senator? for the great state of New York. So she had a great resume. Michelle Obama has no resume. She dances on Oprah's TV show. Oh, wow. That should make you president of the United States. Yet instant polls would tell you she'd be an instant possibility to defeat President Trump. That's kind of scary and representative of the dumbing down of America. It goes along with the poll I just told you about when we were leaving for the break. 70% of young people say they could vote for a socialist, and 36% could support a communist. So I'm sure they're all in love with Michelle Obama. But what has she ever done in her life? And outside of politics, she's never been a senator, never been a governor, never been a congressperson. And as a first lady, you have zero input to running the United States of America. Only Barack ran it, not you. And Barack ran into the ground and destroyed the American economy. So what has Michelle ever done for the United States of America? But go a step further. What's she ever done in the business world? Just another lawyer. Anyone who watches the show knows I'm not big on lawyers. Just another lawyer who's never created a job, never created a business, never raised money from investors, never created a wonderful juggernaut of a powerhouse business that pay taxes and help people make payrolls and help people live great lives. Just sue people. That's all lawyers do. They sue people who are the job creators and the business builders. So what has she ever done? Nothing. I told you on Friday's show that great things are coming, that we're finally going to indict Clapper and Brennan and Comey and McCabe and Strzok and Page, the FBI leadership, the DOJ leadership, the CIA leadership perhaps will be involved in this, and they're going to twist arms. If you know what you're doing, a prosecutor, a great prosecutor, will twist arms and will get to the person who's responsible for everything. And I believe it will be Barack Hussein Obama. You got to make him pay if, in fact, he ordered the unmasking, he ordered the spying, he ordered the FISA warrant, he ordered the framing of President Trump. He tried to steal the election by spying on Trump and handing the election to Hillary. Believe me when I tell you, nothing happened with Obama's okay. Biden's corruption in Ukraine and China didn't happen without Obama's okay. Hillary Clinton's corruption with the Clinton Foundation, and most importantly with the selling of the uranium stock, didn't happen without Obama's approval and cooperation and coordination. And I believe without him getting a cut. If Hillary got rich and the Clinton Foundation got rich and many DNC Democrats got rich and Biden got rich and Biden's son got rich and John Kerry got rich under the Obama administration, all of it involving massive corruption against American taxpayers in foreign lands. If that happened, and if you could prove it happened, I will tell you, as sure as I'm standing here, that Obama was the one whose finger was on all of it. And Obama ordered all of it, and Obama approved all of it, and Obama coordinated all of it. Hannity, on his show, actually on Fox Nation, they've got an online show. And Hannity said the following. The FISA abuse and the origins of the Russian probe will shock the conscience and the soul of the nation. Okay, now, I'm not the same as Sean Hannity. I serve a completely different role. I'm on TV as an opinion guy. I look at the news and I tell you my opinion on it. That's what I do. That's the goal and the job of Wayne Allyn Root. I'm not an investigative reporter. I've never been an investigative reporter. I'm a businessman who landed a TV show on Newsmax TV and a radio show on USA Radio. So I report the news and give opinions on it. I'm not an investigative journalist. Sean Hannity is not only a dogged investigator, but he's got guests on the show who are dogged investigators, and he's been fantastic. I give him only credit and kudos. But I have said all along, without any of that knowledge or any inside information, I'm telling you massive crimes are committed, and all of this was Saul Alinsky. Look in the mirror, whatever you see, blame the other guy. That's what Democrats live with. That's their philosophy. Whatever you see in the mirror, whatever crimes you committed, blame it on your enemy. And so when they claim Russian collusion, they have the Russian collusion. When they claim abuse, they were the abusers. When they claim that Trump did something wrong, it's because they did it. And I'm telling you, when they say Trump abuses the powers of government, it's because they abuse the powers of government. And so I knew that McCabe was dirty. I've written about it extensively, and Comey was dirty, and Hillary's dirty, and it all leads to Obama. I knew that Clapper and Brennan were dirty, and it's all coming out. And so bravo for Sean Hannity getting the inside scoop and being a dogged investigator and having dogged investigators on his show. But again, that's, Fox News and a show that costs tens of millions of dollars. That's not my role here on Newsmax TV. My role is to just spend an hour sitting with you every night, or actually standing with you every night. I don't sit. I'm standing here all night, 3 hours of a radio show, 1 hour of a TV show, and I'm giving you my gut instincts and my common sense and my opinions, and I'm telling you, people are going down, and Obama's going to be nailed. I do believe there's a great chance here to have a former president of the United States for the first time ever be indicted. This all leads to Obama. Do you actually think any of this happened without Obama's approval? No way. And just to show you, the photographer for Obama, Pete Souza, the White House photographer for Obama administration, put out a tweet. The raids, as reported, took place at 3:30 p.m. Washington time. The photo of Trump in the war room, according to camera IPTC data, was taken at 17:05. So Obama's photographer was trying to spread the lie that President Trump was not actually in the Situation Room, in the war room, when this happened. Wrong. Lie. Total, complete lie. Trump was in the room, and many experts proved it in later tweets. I got to run, but I'm just letting you know. Not true. No secret that came from, no surprise that came from an Obama sycophant. All the Obama people and the Obama judges and the ex-Obama administration, people who are now on TV, they're all leakers, they're all troublemakers, they're all badmouthers. All right. One of the other great things in America is Operation Rescue. They sponsor this show. I want you to open your checkbooks. I want you to open your credit cards. They are the number one pro-life organization in America. They've waged a 30-year war to stop the murder of babies. Last year alone, they saved 53,000 babies. Call them now and help save babies. 844-992-2020. Toll free. 844-992-2020. Or go to prolifein2020.com. Do good.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $529 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Friends and family, I've been telling you for quite some time how MyPillow has given me the best sleep I've ever had with my MyPillow Deluxe Pillow. Well, now, through the Radio Listener Special, there's a lot of things you can save through the MyPillow Radio Listener Special, but the best deal now is a buy one, get one free offer on the Deluxe MyPillow Premium Pillows. Pick up a MyPillow right now, and yourself and a loved one, best way to get warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee, but orders placed between October 15th and December 25th will have their 60-day money-back guarantee extended through March 1st, 2020. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 for the buy one, get one free special. Two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one with that extended warranty. Do it now.
Raw and unfiltered. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
Wayne Allen Root Show, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Newsmax TV. I'm your relentless Trump warrior and conservative capitalist evangelist in the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump Land. Let's go to war. Man, there are people we got to go to war with, right? Socialists, communists, Marxists, globalists, open border nutcases, people who think illegal aliens are more important than vets, homeless vets on our streets, and vets who died in waiting lists at the VA, and yet we pour money into every illegal housing allowances, welfare, food stamps, free school, reduced college costs, free health care for illegals. Our entire country, all the money is going to illegals instead of veterans, heroes, the bravest people in the world who sacrificed for me and you. How outrageous. It just gets me so angry. How do you look at a salt of the earth veteran, right? And liberals would say this is like racist. Veterans are white and black and Hispanic. Veterans are Jewish and Christian. Veterans are Muslim. Veterans are everything. Show me a veteran who's black, and another one is Muslim, another one who's Hispanic, and I want to give the money to them, not to illegal aliens. And it's not true that Republicans are against immigrants. So it couldn't be further from the truth. I love legal immigrants who come to America to work and don't want welfare. But I don't like illegal immigrants who come to America and they all want to get on, you know, welfare programs and turn us to a welfare state. So it's just not true. Republican Party is the party of real Americans who want to work, who get up at 6 in the morning to work a job every day. All right, this segment of the show is sponsored by Joseph Williams, Dr. Joseph Williams. I call him Joe. He's a great friend of mine for almost 19 years. He's a board-certified MD. He's one of 200 doctors in the world who has the title Diplomate of the American Board of Hair Restoration Surgery, the only one residing in Nevada. Doesn't matter if you're not in Nevada, if you're watching me on Newsmax or listening to me on USA in any one of 50 states around the country, People fly in from all over the country and all over the world to have their hair restoration done by Dr. Joseph Williams. I've seen all the videos. I've seen all the photos. Now you can too. Just go to vacationrestoration.com and you'll see the photos and the videos there. The guy is amazing. He's an artist. His work is phenomenal and he does it at a reasonable cost. He offers financing and people fly in from all over the country and he gives you a free Vegas vacation. Call 888-357-0888. 888-357-0888. He's waiting for your call, Dr. Joseph Williams. I mentioned Obama's at the center of everything. Adam Schiff, suspected whistleblower's boss, was special assistant to President of the United States, Barack Obama. Charles Kupchan is Adam Schiff, suspected whistleblower's boss, and he was special assistant to President Obama. How amazing. What a surprise. What a shocker. It's all about Obama. It all leads back to Obama. The lies, the fraud, the misrepresentation, the listening in, the spying, the lying FISA warrant based on Hillary's campaign paying for it and the DNC paying for it. It all leads back to Obama. The corrupt Hillary with the uranium deal, the corrupt Clinton Foundation. It all leads back to Obama. Biden in China and Ukraine with his son Hunter. It all leads back to Obama. And everywhere you look, it's an Obama judge standing in Trump's way. You know, and why did they, and by the way, who gave the orders to the FBI to make sure Hillary could not be indicted? Obama. Why? Because Obama needed Hillary to be the next president to protect him from being indicted. This is the very reason why. If Hillary was not elected president and Trump was elected president, you know, instead of being a guy worth $500 million and making movies for Netflix, which all of which Obama is right now, in a minute, as we say, in a New York minute, Obama could be in a prison cell. Obama could be fighting in courtrooms for the next 20 years to try and avoid prison. Or he could be sent up the river. But if Hillary's elected, it all goes away. Obama had to have Hillary as president to make it all go away, to cover up his crimes and her crimes and Biden's crimes and John Kerry's crimes. By the way, just pure common sense. Do you actually believe why was John Kerry so desperate to make a deal with Iran, the Iran treaty, worst deal in the history of mankind, most one-sided deal ever. We gave everything to Iran and got nothing for ourselves. Somebody made a lot of money on that deal. Iran got $150 billion-plus interest that they didn't ask for to fund terrorism all around the world. Someone got rich. Maybe John Kerry, the guy negotiating it? Maybe. Why was he so desperate to close that deal? And if he got rich, trust me, Obama got a 10% finder's fee in a Swiss bank account. Come on, folks, this is all guesses. They're my opinions. But you got to admit that nobody does business like this and doesn't expect to get a cut, a taste, as the Godfather would say. Don Obama got a taste of every deal from Kerry, Clinton, and Biden. And who knows who else in his administration was making money. And by the way, just so you know, New York City, headline, New York City secretly shipping homeless people to over 350 cities. Where I live, Las Vegas, overwhelmed with homeless. Where are they all coming from? Maybe New York City. I'm going to talk about this on tomorrow night's show. What a scandal. New York City, the home of all the homeless people, because that's where the liberals live. And the liberals control it. And San Francisco and L.A. and Seattle and Portland. All those cities run by liberals filled with homeless. But now they're sending them to a city near you. They're paying for bus tickets. They're paying for plane fare to dump their horrible problems and the results of their liberal policies on you. And to bury your city in homelessness and crime and welfare and rape and drug needles and poop and pee everywhere. Thank you, liberals, spreading disgusting disease and crime to a city near you. Wayne Allyn Root, War. See you tomorrow.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen. oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.